some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
9:35 the time, 104.5 the zone. This is the Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Quick reminder, Toy Field is coming up Tuesday over at Nissan Stadium. You can drop off your donations today at an area Planet Fitness location. It benefits the Salvation Army's Forgotten Angels and helps those in need this holiday season. You want a whole list of participating locations, go to 104.5thezone.com. Toy Field, Tuesday, Nissan Stadium. Come see us. Getting inside some of the numbers for NFL games of Pro Football Focus, and we do that right here with Austin Gale of PFF. And whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair general manager, go to PFF.com, get premium stats and analysis. Use the promo code RADIO and get 25% off your elite subscription today. Austin, what's going on this morning?
Nothing much, man. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the Titans and Raiders. What do some of the numbers tell you about the most important matchups in this game coming up Sunday?
I think what's very interesting is Derrick Henry, Tennessee Titans running back, is the highest graded running back, according to PFF overall grades, over the last 4 weeks. The guy just gets it done late in the season. I think people joke that he needs a head of steam to get going behind the line of scrimmage. I think he needs a head of steam early in the season to get it done late in the season. I think Derrick Henry against this poorest Raiders defense is a huge matchup to watch. And Ryan Tannehill, off the play action, he is handling play action boots and passes outside the pocket with great excellence there, better than Marcus Mariota. I think this Titans offense is very much legit down the stretch.
I saw your tweet about A.J. Brown. What stands out when you watch it and evaluate numbers-wise this Titans rookie?
Oh, man, he is so special. A very special route runner. He creates separation at an elite level. And you look at DK Metcalf, he has all this size. And I think when they're in that picture together working out, DK Metcalf, obviously huge. But A.J. Brown is also a big dude. Very, very big dude that can create separation, great speed. I love this change of direction. And looking at his numbers, I mean, he ranks inside the top five in yards per out run among rookie wide receivers. I think he gets it done against a very banged up Raiders secondary. They're working with Trayvon Mullen, the rookie out of Clemson. Then they also have Devin Lawson, who's struggling a bit. I think A.J. Brown and Ryan Tannehill is a matchup or is a duo that could do damage against Oakland.
Pro Football Focus analyst Austin Gale was our guest on the Wake Up Zone.
Well, Austin, it seems as though now that we got Henry rolling and Tannehill kind of taking control of the offense, you would think that the offensive line is protecting them a lot better. The running game, naturally, they're doing really well there, but there still seems to be some leakage there in pass protection. What are you guys saying on the sack numbers?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think they still need some help there along the offensive line. There are members along that offensive line that aren't pretty much are struggling, but I think Jack Conklin has been up and down. I think that's where I see if he has a good game, this offensive line plays a lot better. You look at Jack Conklin, he has allowed 19 total pressures on the year. That's the most on the team. And Nate Davis as well has struggled when on the field. But I think what's really great is they've gotten good play out of Dennis Kelly. They've gotten great play out of Taylor Lewan as well. Both of those tackles playing well above expectation when in the lineup.
As Logan Ryan's numbers, I guess, with your guys' grading system, looked as good as he's performed, at least from the eyeball test, looked like he's having his best year of his career.
What's been very impressive is they've been blitzing him a lot more this season. He's had 11 total pressures, including 4 sacks and a 79.4 PFF pass rush grade. That's very impressive for a cornerback. And looking at his playing coverage, the dude gets targeted a ton. It's hard to grade very high in PFF system when you're targeted as much as Logan Ryan. He's allowed 62 receptions on 92 targets. That's up there with the most among cornerbacks from a target standpoint. He's allowed a lot of yards with that being said, 707 yards allowed in coverage, 4 touchdowns, but he does have 10 pass breakups on the year. I think you have to be impressed with that figure. But again, when you're tested as much as Logan Ryan, it's hard to kind of have plus play. I think he's doing a good job how often he's targeted.
Speaking of Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus, what about the Titans' rush defense against the Raiders' running game?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs right now is forcing the tackles at an alarming rate. To find out that he has a fractured shoulder since their Week 7 game against Green Bay makes it even more impressive. And in the trenches, Gabe Jackson, Rodney Hudson, Richie Incognito, that interior trio is playing at a very high level. I think it's going to be difficult for this Titans defense to stop the run game. But as you heard, you know, the Titans coaching staff talking about, they want to stop the run. They know that's how you beat the Oakland Raiders. And with Jeffrey Simmons in limited action, he's the second highest graded run defender on the team. Saquon Jones has also been playing at a high level. And Rashawn Evans, struggling in coverage quite a bit, but against the run, he's one of the best linebackers in the NFL. I think they have the right personnel, the Titans do, to stop this run game. It won't be easy. Josh Jacobs is hard to tackle, but I think they have enough personnel to kind of slow Jacobs and company.
What stands out to you numerically when it comes to the Titans receivers?
Numerically, you know, looking at, you know, this receiving core, it's interesting because when Ryan Tannehill took over, you expected a lot of, you know, maybe Corey Davis or A.J. Brown to kind of step up significantly, but he's spreading the ball around very well to that point where no one receiver is standing out, you know, significantly. He's getting Khalif Raymond involved. Even Furster has a pretty high receiving grade, gets tight ends involved. And A.J. Brown, I think, is the most impressive. I think he has the best ability to get open. I think he should be the number one wide receiver in Tennessee in terms of targets and snap share. And even Adam Humphries, too, I think, could earn more targets down the stretch with A.J. Brown. I think they're spreading the wealth a bit, but I think you could start to see A.J. Brown demand a higher target share, something in that 25% to 30% range down the stretch and into next year.
Is there any position group or any aspect of the game where the evaluation and the grading has evolved over the years where, you know, you guys, I know, keep finding the best way to evaluate talent, but is there a position group or an area, you know, that's changed the most over the last few years?
That's a great question. I think we're constantly learning. We're bringing in NFL coaches and NFL players to help us improve our grading. I think a big step in the right direction moving into next year is we're going to really start to talk with defensive backs in the NFL and defensive back coaches to improve our coverage grades. I think we can get better, you know, diagnosing coverages and understanding assignments at secondary. We speak regularly with Richard Sherman of the San Francisco 49ers to talk to him about different coverage assignments, because knowing the assignment is one of the most important things when you're determining a good play or a bad play for a defensive back. I think Richard Sherman, among others, are helping us improve that. I think our graders are getting better understanding who actually gave up that touchdown. Was that miscommunication? I think that's where you're going to start to see over the next 2-3 years, DFS grades really improve. That coverage standpoint, I think we're going to get a lot better.
We are visiting with Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus. We'll let you go. We appreciate the time, and, of course, looking forward to the games on the way this weekend. Thanks, Austin.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. It was like talking the numbers with our PFS guests every week here on the Wake Up Zone.